Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan joining us in Studio 3 for our news quiz. As Marjorie said, the Thanksgivica edition is Richard Pickering. Richard's the deputy director of Plymouth Plantation. He is representing Thanksgiving here. Richard, it's great to see you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And Rabbi Moshe Waldox. He's from the Independent Non-Denominational Congregation, Temple Beth Zion in Brookline. He, of course, is representing Hanukkah. It's good to see you again, Rabbi. How are
nice
you?
Nice to be here again. Thank
How
you.
How do you feel about this merger, this coming together? It's not happening for 77,000 more
exactly.
years,
I
Rabbi.
Wish it would happen every year.
So you mean it, don't
Literally.
You?
I think it takes Hanukkah out of the Christmas sphere. I think Hanukkah is a very minor festival. It's gotten Christmatized and commercialized, Hanukkah. But it really is about Thanksgiving, Hanukkah. Also, the source of Hanukkah is not – I hate to break it to people in the audience. It's not about the little oil that could.
It's not?
No. I hate to break it to you. It was when they cleansed the temple, they had to celebrate in order to dedicate it, which means what Hanukkah means, dedication.
Mm-hmm.
They had to celebrate the Tabernacle Festival again, which is the Harvest Festival, which is 7 days plus an extra day, 8 days. That's why it's 8 days. And I believe the pilgrims as well knew about the harvest festivals because they didn't celebrate at the end of November. September, October was when they celebrated.
So speaking of the pilgrims, you're sort of representing them, Richard.
Yes.
Are you as up? The rabbi is serious about this. Are you as excited about this coming together as the rabbi is?
We had the children from the Schechter Academy in Norwood out last week to record the Thanksgivica song.
Really?
Oh,
that will be on PBS Religion and Ethics.
Terrific.
And,
when?
Will air in the D.C. area on Friday, may possibly tonight, and in the rest of the nation next week.
Great.
And the children may be back on Thanksgiving Day at Plymouth Plantation to sing it in the morning.
I love that.
Well, is there a mob scene at Plymouth Plantation for these next few days? Is everybody down there with the kids?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because last year, I was hosting all of our Thanksgiving dinners, and again, people were telling me, this is on my bucket list to be at Plymouth Plantation for Thanksgiving, and sharing their stories of why it was important. And for many people, they're new Americans, and they'll say, I was just naturalized, and for me, this is where this holiday started, and I wanted my first holiday as an American to be at Plymouth Plantation.
That's great.
So you cooked turkey dinners on Thanksgiving at Plymouth Plantation? I did not even know that.
We will serve 3,000 Thanksgiving dinners Thursday and Friday.
Excuse me, they're Thanksgivica dinners, but go right ahead, Richard.
Well, we'll have latkes
right.
on the side.
Why not?
Latkes on the side. Sweet potato latkes.
If you come Thanksgivica Day to
Thanksgivica
Plymouth Plantation,
Day, yes.
In the morning, we will be making a mashup of Hanukkah foods.
Are you really?
And pilgrim foods.
This is fabulous.
And if people go on our website, there are four mashup recipes that you can get and try with the pilgrims, the Wampanoag, and Hanukkah.
Yeah, both of you are such entrepreneurs. When I look at your face, Rabbi, and you're talking sweet potato latkes with that it is unbelievable. Let's start the quiz. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Rabbi Moshe Waldox and Richard Pickering. Richard Pickering is from Plymouth Plantation. Who do you want to start with, Marjorie?
I don't care. Either one.
Why don't you start with the rabbi? Since he's from Brookline, you're from Brookline.
Okay. We're going to hear right now Conan O'Brien speaking about the English language.
Strange, the Oxford Dictionary has named to be the word of the year, narrowly beating out twerk.
Yeah.
In a related story, the funeral for the English language is this Saturday.
Okay, Rabbi, do you have any idea what the word of the year is in 2013?
Gee, I hoped it would be twerk, but
I'd like to see
I
you
would
doing
have
it,
to
Rabbi.
Say, no, it'd be scary. I would say it was Obamacare.
That's a great guess.
Well, actually, it's a good guess.
That's a great
and
guess.
And it should have been Thanksgivica, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
okay, Richard, you can steal it.
Do you have any idea what the word of the year is, Richard?
I have no idea what the word of the year is. I thought it was twerk.
No, it is selfie. As in taking pictures of yourself and sending them out to other people.
What are you looking for, Marjorie? You're handing. Want me to
what
hand
I
you
just
something?
Gave you a couple
okay,
of
I'll give
ago.
It back to you in a minute. Now, here's a question for you, Richard, so we can break this schneid here. We're going to play a clip from a television show that had its big debut this week, and despite terrific ratings, the show has already been yanked. Listen up.
The most famous guy in the world is right here. I don't know if it's all good, but how do you feel about the pressure? That Sonia, what you brought on the city?
No, it's not a pressure. I'm feeling great because, again, I know what I'm doing is right for the taxpayers.
Okay, the question is quite direct. The show has terrific ratings, already been yanked after one episode. So for one point, Richard, who is the star of this particular short-lived show?
Is it the Mayor of Toronto show?
Yes, it is. Exactly. Rob Ford.
Yeah, why did they yank it after one show?
I think it's a little embarrassing to be spending time. He's not a Kardashian. He's a mayor of a major Canadian city.
Have you ever seen Hardcore Pawn, as in P-A-W-N? I mean, what is that doing on television?
Our lead producer said it was too expensive to produce. Chelsea just
said too expensive to produce.
Did you see the first show, Rabbi, or did you not?
No, I didn't get a chance.
You missed it.
But I'm waiting for it to go on Netflix.
Then you could really have a good time, yeah.
Okay, Patrick, this is from the Colbert Report. First, you're going to hear a clip from the Today Show and then Colbert's analysis.
It's for the rabbi, this one.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Please. I'm sorry, Rabbi. I'm sorry. I got confused because it is, you know, Thanksgiving. From the Colbert Report, you'll hear a clip and then you'll hear Colbert's analysis.
One store in Ohio is collecting food for employees. The store set up some storage bins with a sign that read, "Please donate food items here so that associates in need can enjoy Thanksgiving dinner."
These bins are for employees to donate to other employees. And where can workers find cheap food to donate? Anyone can afford food there except people who work at
okay. Do you know?
I would have to say Walmart.
Walmart, yes. You are correct. Yeah, that was a great story for Walmart.
By the way, there's a movement to boycott Walmart on Black Friday.
Is that so?
Because they're not paying their people enough to live that they have to wait for the goodwill.
I like that.
Yeah.
Our view is people should stay home on Black Friday, at least on Thanksgiving. And Luckily we have laws in Massachusetts to say you can't open the stores till midnight.
Didn't you tell me there were already people in tents
in line, sleeping outside stores around the country? Yes,
there's a lot to be thankful for, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Can you imagine? Okay.
Okay, Richard,
turn,
are you ready?
Yes.
This week marked a milestone, well, many milestones, a milestone of sorts. Listen to Jay Leno describe this particular milestone.
Well, here are some good news for a change. The hit 16,000 for the first time. How about that? Yes. Yes, that's pretty good. The bad news, it took us going $17 trillion in debt to get there, but hey, we got there.
Okay, here's the question. What hit 16,000 for the first time this week, Richard Pickering?
The stock market.
That is exactly correct. You get those points. What's the score at the end of two rounds, judges? What is it, please? 2-1 Pickering over the rabbi here. Rabbi, here's your chance to tie this baby up.
Okay, ready? Here is Conan O'Brien again. This time he's describing an ongoing family feud. Who in this clip is he referring to?
Two of daughters are fighting publicly over the issue of same-sex marriage. Well, today he said it pains him that his daughters are feuding. Yeah. He said it's the first time I've ever felt conflicted about a war.
It's the Cheney girls.
That is exactly right.
Oh my God, that was such a wild story. You want to tell? You want to tell the rabbi about your dramatic reading, Jim?
Oh well, actually, it's interesting, and this is a serious thing. Most people think this is a joke. Thank you for dumping this on me, Marjorie. Lynn Cheney, who is the mother here, was a writer when she was younger, and mm-hmm. she wrote a book called Sisters. And do you know what the book Sisters was about? Rabbi, Richard, either you don't get any points for this. It was actually about a lesbian love affair in the Old West in the 1850s. Look at the look of disbelief on Rabbi.
Breakback Mountain.
Yes,
one.
That's
exactly.
Right.
It was beautifully
by
put.
By Lynn Cheney, Mrs. Dick Cheney.
Yeah, she was always a hot ticket.
Yeah. Lynn Cheney. She said the same about you when I met her a couple of weeks ago.
Never knew what she'd say next.
Okay, Richard, you can pull into the lead with this, and you're ready? This week's recipients were announced for the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Oprah, Ernie Banks, Gloria Steinem, Sally Ride all got medals, as did this person. Here's the President of the United States, Barack Obama, describing this person.
He doesn't stop. So I'm grateful as well for the advice and counsel that you've offered me on and off the golf course. And most importantly, for your life-saving work around the world.
Okay, which golfing buddy was the Barack Obama talking about? Richard Pickering.
Bill Clinton.
Of course, that is Bill Clinton. You know, before we go to the bonus round, I'm just thinking about your love of this Thanksgiving thing. Why wait 77,000 years?
I agree.
Don't you start a move? Call Dana Gattell, who's the one behind this, and start getting it going, even if they don't technically intersect.
I would have to fight the entire rabbinic establishment of the world.
Yeah, well, that would be a problem.
Because you know, there is a calendar.
I know. I understand. Yeah. There's a
but
calendar.
But it would really be terrific if it happened really every year. Well, another thing, a wag once said, I mentioned it to Richard, that one of the things Jews are grateful for and thankful for on Thanksgiving is that the pilgrims didn't find the pig.
That's right.
That's a good line,
it would have put a damper.
Like
it would have put a damper on the whole holiday.
Right? I told you that I was number one in my bar mitzvah class. Did I tell you that when I met you a few months ago? Yes, number one won the prayer book award. Still have it. Thank you.
What is a horrible thing made out of turkey? I mean, made out of tofu. Tofurkey.
Tofurkey.
Tofurkey. Right. Imagine if you had to eat tofurkey. You ever have the tofurkey?
I try to avoid it.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
You know what they say? If you eat tofurkey, you have to wait 77,000 years for Thanksgiving to come back. Now, gentlemen, Richard is up by 1 point, I believe, judges. Is that correct, Richard Pickering from Plymouth Plantation? Okay. We're going to ask you about a variation on a holiday, since we're talking about Thanksgiving. This holiday would be Festivus, which was popularized by Seinfeld. Festivus, for those who don't know, is an alternative to participating in the pressures, you know, the commercialism of the holiday season. A scriptwriter for Seinfeld actually practiced Festivus as a kid. His father, Dan O'Keefe was his name, invented the holiday in 1966. Now, the first question relating to Festivus is from Marjorie to the rabbi.
Yeah, and it's a multiple choice question, so I'm going to give you the A, B, and C answers, and you pick which one you think. These are hard questions. Believers celebrate Festivus on December 23rd, but in the O'Keefe household, when did they observe it? A, on December 2nd, the day when Dan O'Keefe, as a kid, found out there was no Santa Claus. B, on March 23rd, to mark the anniversary of Dan O'Keefe's being ordained as a minister of the Secular Humanist Church. Or C, on February 2nd, to mark the first date that Dan O'Keefe had with his future wife, Deborah.
I'll have to go with December 2nd.
Incorrect. I'm sorry, Rabbi. Do you have any idea, Patrick?
I don't think it's fair that it only gets one chance. Do you on Thanksgiving right around the corner?
Go ahead, Richard Pickering.
What is it?
Richard, I'm sorry. I called you the wrong thing.
I suspect it's commemorating the first date.
That would be
Richard,
right.
You are
first
correct.
Date with future wife.
Congratulations.
That's
I watch
good.
A lot of sitcoms.
That's very good. That's
now,
very
Richard,
good.
You can move into a 3-point, almost insurmountable lead if you get this right. If not, it goes to the rabbi and he gets 4 points for it. Here's a clip from Seinfeld. We're going to ask you what we bleeped.
Dear son, happy Festivus. What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
When George was growing up.
No.
His father
no.
hated all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas, so he made up his own holiday.
Oh.
And instead of a tree, didn't your father put up an
Jerry, stop it.
Now, did George's father hang empty socks from the mantle to symbolize the absence of presents and consumerism? That's choice A. B, did George's father put up an aluminum pole in defiance of the Christmas tree? Or C, did George's father put caution tape around the fireplace to dispel the spirit of Santa Claus? What's the answer, Richard Pickering?
I go with B, the aluminum pole.
Wow.
Very
you are
good.
On a roll.
You are big into these TV
now,
shows.
How much of a lead does Richard Pickering from Plymouth Plantation have, please, judges? You know what? 3 points. But you know what the final question is worth, Rabbi?
Seven.
Three. You could tie this whole thing up. Final okay. question for the rabbi. Go
okay,
ahead, Marjorie.
You ready? Which of these is a true expression of how widely popular and practiced Festivus is? A, in 2011, Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee dubbed the state Christmas tree the Festivus Bush. B, in 2009, Martha Stewart designed a limited edition of Festivus dinnerware for Kmart. Or C, Baltimore Ravens coach Brian Billick insisted that the Ravens refer to the Super Bowl as Festivus Maximus.
This is for all the marbles, Rabbi.
I understand.
Pressure's on.
Let's go with A.
Let's not. Let's go with something. Now,
okay, not A.
I know you didn't mean A.
I didn't mean it.
It's obviously B or C. What would you say it was, Rabbi? If it were B or C, what would you say it was? Which would you say it was?
Say, can you see?
It is exactly right. Given the points, it is tied. Now, excellent. Very nicely done, Rabbi,
by the way.
Thank you. Now, we know what's happening at Plymouth Plantation. You mentioned the Thanksgiving celebration. What's going on in Temple Beth Zion? Anything?
Well, we are going to have... parties, and at the parties we'll have parties for kids and parties for adults, and we'll be playing dreidel. Dreidel is a major part of the festival. It's a
I can sing the dreidel
top,
song, by the
right?
way.
Right, I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
And you probably made it out of clay.
I did make it
but
out of clay.
Now
when it's
it
dry and
plastic,
ready,
you know,
dreidel, I will play. Go
so
right
that's very important, the idea of giving small gifts. We try to give reasonable gifts like socks, underwear, you know, stuff that people can really use.
Yeah. No, I pass.
Nothing like getting a pair of underpants for a Hanukkah. I'll tell you, yeah. I love that. It's incredible. God, no, it is. I mean, it's a nice thing. So that's, by the way, how do they find you? Is there a website for Temple Beth Zion?
Absolutely, tbzbrookline.org.
And how do we find out more about Plymouth Plantation?
Our website is www.plimoth.org.
You know, we only have 20 seconds left, Richard, but is this one of these things where, I know people love Plymouth Plantation, but around Thanksgiving, I assume that's when everyone's to go. It's out of control, right?
It's going to be great.
So can anybody show up and have dinner there, or do you need a reservation?
For most of the dinners, they are booked. But if they call the museum, there may be a few slots left. I know on Friday we do Thanksgiving, too, and there's room for people on
Thanksgiving
Friday.
Wow. Is what you do on Friday. I want to correct you one more time, Richard Pickering.
Happy holiday to everyone.
Exactly.
Thank you both for coming in.